Show with OTV.
Podcast One presents Off the Vine, Great Therapy. Caitlin Bristow is going to answer your questions, drink to your confessions, and hear what you have to say about anything bachelor. Let's shake it up some more. Here's Caitlin.
The photo you posted of you cheerleading?
Oh,
that doesn't even look like you.
Who is that?
How is that you?
I don't know.
That's insane.
And I thought I was in my prime.
Didn't we all, though?
I really did.
And I think I am now. And something tells me in 10 years, I'm going to be like, grr.
Exactly. I always do that because I think about that photo that's on my Instagram story.
Dude, that looks nothing like you.
No, it looks like I was storing food for the winter or like got my wisdom teeth taken out.
It's crazy.
I know.
You look totally different.
Well, I was. I mean, that was like 13 years ago.
Yeah. Ooh, that's a long time, I guess.
It was 13. I was 20.
20.
The best.
Yeah, I look totally different.
Wait, the best is, does it say on here? I'm looking at it right now. It's had like a little bio about me. Not even a bio. Let me just see. Oh, there it is. No, it doesn't say it. I was the centerfold for the Auto Trader.
Yes.
And it said my favorite car was a green Pontiac Solstice.
No. Green?
A green Pontiac Solstice?
Pontiac.
What is wrong with me?
What made you think of that?
As I was driving a gold Sunfire.
Cute.
Speaking of my favorite green Pontiac Solstice, if you are looking to buy a car, you're probably familiar with terms like MSRP. You might even know what it stands for, but what does it actually mean? The same goes for invoice, list price, dealer price. It's really enough to confuse anybody. All you're really looking for is a price that actually means something. Introducing True Price from True Car. Now you can know exactly what you'll pay for the car that you want, including fees and accessories, before you even get to the dealership. And we all know how stressful the dealership can be.
The worst.
You want to go in confident. True Car dealers will show you the true price on cars like the one you want, all from the comfort of your own home. And how do you know that True Price is a great price? Well, because True Car shows you what the other people paid for the same car that you want. And your certified dealers know this, so they set their true price competitively so they can win your business. Genius. So when you're ready to buy a new or used car, like maybe a Pontiac.
A green one?
A green one, maybe. Visit True Car to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features are not available in all states. By the way, Brandi Cyrus is joining us. I figure people, I feel like people know your voice.
Probably.
But, and then it said my hobbies were hip-hop dancing.
Hip-hop?
Hip-hop anonymous?
Hip-hop dance?
Hip-hop dance. Yeah, so that's cool.
That's great.
Anyways.
Auto Trader.
Anyways.
You made it.
Yeah, that I really did. I felt like it was like
you thought you'd made it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, well, centerfold of the Auto Trader, cheerleading.
This is it.
I look my best. It can only go downhill from here.
Oh, my God. Little did I know.
Welcome to Grape Therapy. Brandi, your session is now starting.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you want to get off your chest today?
I don't know. Today's been pretty cool.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. Like, had a busy day. I like being busy.
I do too. Maybe you need to be my therapist today because I did have a random cry session in a spin class today.
No.
Yeah.
Well,
that's not okay.
You know,
they really speak to you, though.
Sometimes a cry is all you really need. Just a good cry. Just cry it all out.
It was therapeutic.
Yeah. This is my therapist voice.
Yeah, I know. I like it. I was like,
is it soothing?
It's pretty soothing, actually. But I guess we should recap The Bachelorette because.
Yeah, let's recap. How many weeks do we have left? Not that many.
What's the date today? Today is the 11th. So tomorrow is the 12th. That's when this comes out. And then I think the finale is on the 3rd.
So we've got not that long.
Like 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
Yeah, hometowns are next.
I know.
This season's been going by really fast.
It cruised. I was thinking that. I was like, how is it already hometowns?
Yeah, that is kind of wild, actually.
And I feel like I don't know.
The guys.
These guys. I feel like I know Colton because I know him in real life. But other than that, I don't think I know Garrett at all. I don't know anything about him. Jason,
yeah,
I feel like
so true.
A little just because he had the recent one-on-one and he did open up a little bit. But I just really feel like these dudes like have not opened up very much.
Okay, that's so bad. I don't remember his one-on-one.
Jason's?
Yeah. What was
it? It was like they had, his friends came.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah,
he
yeah,
like
yeah.
opened up a little bit during their dinner, fake dinner.
Right.
But I just, Garrett's like a mystery to me. Like, who are you?
It's so true. And then I always think back to other seasons and including mine. I'm like, is this how it was on this week? Like, because I feel like it's really hometowns where you really get to know the guys.
Yeah, that's true.
But I still do, I'm having that same feeling as you. People always ask me for what advice I would give bachelorettes.
Oh.
And I'm always like, stay true to who you are. Like, that's just because my only, like, that just seems like that is actually my advice, but it's so cheesy.
Yeah.
But not anymore, because I was watching this Monday's episode and I was like, okay, every time the bachelorette walks into a room, the men are just in awe and they clap and they'll go, whoa.
I know.
And they clap and they're just so happy to see you. So my new advice, I mean, that still happens if you're a bar full of like gross men, but,
but that's, or walking it's not down like the street.
Yeah, but it's not like enjoyable. Like this is like,
yeah,
you know, you walk into a room, you feel like a queen. Mm-hmm. So my new advice is because I feel like you don't really take that in.
Right.
I'm like, you know what? Enjoy that
Enjoy
moment. Take a pause. Take a knee. Do a twirl. Do a couple twirls. Like really soak in that moment where you walk into a room and people just look at you like you are a queen.
Yeah. That's good. It's good advice.
You think so?
Sounds nice. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
They just start clapping.
That's crazy.
Like they start clapping for you because you entered a room.
And it's like a room full of hot guys.
Yeah, exactly. It's the best. It's a cream of the crop
That sounds like as good as it gets, honestly.
Yeah. So enjoy it. I feel like you just let those moments slide. And, you know, I'm here to tell you, enjoy it.
Take it in.
Take it all in. Soak it up. Soak it up. Anyways, they're in the Bahamas where Wills is killing the game.
I love him.
He's killing the game. Like he is so calm, cool, collected.
Yes.
He's wearing a freaking leopard romper in the Bahamas.
I'm here for it.
Who goes on that show and thinks, you know what? Number one, I'll pack a leopard romper. And number two, I'm going to whip it out in the hot Bahamas.
Like, what? Only Wills.
Only Wills.
And he pulls it off.
That was next for me to say, and he pulls it off.
I know.
Like, I actually didn't even realize until my girlfriend texted me and she goes, Wills in the leopard romper. And I'm like, oh my God.
It just looks natural.
He blended.
Him. Yeah.
He was camouflaged.
But truly, like, even though it's a ridiculous outfit, like, it's just like you see it on him and you're like, oh, yeah.
Well, and maybe he had a slight idea he was going home. So he, like, pulled out the best of the best.
Like, I'm going out with a bang.
Yeah. He's like, I'm going out guns blazing in my romp him.
Yeah.
Romp him. That's what they're called. Google romp him.
Ken, should I do that
right now? R-O-M-P-H-I-M-S. And you will see what you will see Wills.
It's a picture of Wills.
It's a picture of Wills. Probably it is. Romp him. One word. And?
We have no service in here.
Oh. Go on the Wi-Fi. There's no password.
You guys already need some free Wi-Fi in Nashville.
I wonder how tall Wills is and if I could borrow the leopard romp him.
I bet you could borrow it.
You think
so? I mean, I think he's tall, but I also think
I could rock like the baggy look.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, yeah. like your baggy jeans that we like.
And where does he get them, I wonder?
I don't know. I did see some, I gave him a follow this week on Twitter.
Ayo.
And I did see he tweeted something today where somebody asked him like who his stylist is.
Yeah.
And he said me. He's like, you're looking at him or something. Yeah. I was like, him. So he
clearly guys,
does his own shopping.
Guys, settle down. He's just on the Bachelor right now. Okay. He doesn't have a stylist yet.
Not yet. I don't think he needs one.
No, he clearly doesn't need one.
I think he's great.
I think a stylist would take him down a notch.
I agree with you.
Yeah. Anyways, did you get to the rompins or what?
I'm on the whiffy.
On the whiffy.
Oh, yeah. Did you know that this is what was going to pop?
Oh. What? That's a penis.
It's a penis on a rompin, on a article of clothing.
Is that?
So don't Google rompin because.
No, I want people to see that now. What is that? Is that like a holder for your hammer?
Take a look. I don't know what it is.
Or is it like a print?
It looks like a print.
I lost it.
Ah, a Safari. Top right.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh, and that's $80.
That didn't even register to me when I saw it.
It's actually on sale. It used to be $120.
What the heck is it?
Statue of David romper.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Yeah, Google that for sure.
Definitely Google romp
him.
That
is very interesting. I'm like zooming now.
You're like,
I
need zooming to see details.
Good God.
Yeah, it's interesting.
That's funny.
No. I like Wills' romper better.
When's your birthday?
May 26th. We got a way to go.
Damn it. I knew that.
We got a way to go. What are you thinking?
I'm getting you a Statue of David
romper. Oh, my God. Yes. It'll be my birthday suit. Oh, here's an American flab romp him that I wish I knew existed.
Yeah, that would have been great for the pot.
Nice. Yeah. $80. These are expensive.
I'm telling you. But because people will buy them.
I guess so.
They probably jacked up the prices after Wills was on the season because everybody was wanting the romp him.
You know, if Wills is smart, he'll come out with his own line of romp hims.
Really?
He should.
That's a great idea.
I know.
You should be his manager.
Oh, Call me.
Call me. My numbers. You said you know Colton?
Yeah.
How?
So I DJed. A friend of mine got married in L.A. Yeah. And instead of a wedding, they threw a huge fundraiser at the Wiltern. It was awesome. And I
DJed
it.
Wait, that is
it.
A great idea.
Dude, it was
oh,
so
I love
cool.
That.
Yeah, it was
okay.
Awesome. And it was that. Like it was like they got married like, earlier. It was like a quick ceremony and then like a gala and a concert. And then I DJed the after party.
Amazing.
But it was all at the Wiltern Theater. They raised a ton of money for all these different charities.
Mm-hmm.
And like Ben was there because Generous was involved. Dean yeah. was there. He's friends with the bride. And just to support. So like all a bunch of bachelor people were floating around, and that's where I met Colton.
Oh.
Colton was there.
This
He's,
was recent.
This was – he had just come off of The Bachelorette.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, it was super recent in May. And then so he's got a foundation for CF that he's involved
right.
with. He makes this vest
mm-hmm.
for like CF patients.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, he was there. He sat at our table. He sat right by me and I got to know him a little bit. So like I feel like I know him because I've hung out with him and I do know him.
Yeah.
But that's why but when I watch on TV, I'm like, I don't know any of these other guys because you guys don't have any personality.
That's true. It's crazy. I'm like, show more. And then I'm like, what is going on? Like, what are they showing instead? I don't understand.
I don't
where
really
the
know.
Time has gone.
Well, I feel like a lot of the time has been all the drama with freaking
Jordan
and
David.
The guy we can never remember whose name. Oh, David. And then also Logan. Not Logan. Why do we call him Logan?
I don't know. Who's
Wait, is that his name? He talks like with the British accent.
Oh, freaking Lincoln.
Lincoln. I always want to call him
yeah,
Logan.
Yeah.
My British
Lincoln.
Accent sucked,
it was
by the
terrible.
Way. It was really
But
bad.
I can't do any better.
Lincoln.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just been a lot of like really silly drama this season.
But not like good drama, like really silly.
Childish
yeah.
drama. And like, but even on the one-on-ones, I'm like, what is, like Garrett's one-on-one, the first one, like I don't even remember hearing him talk.
Yeah. All I remember, he has been married before.
Yeah.
And that's what we know about Garrett.
And that's all we know.
That's what we know. I get good vibes from Garrett.
Yeah.
But I don't know him.
He's just very, very quiet.
I feel like we've really gotten to know Blake.
I love Blake.
Yeah, he's too nice.
And I get it. Like, the past couple weeks, he's been a little squirrely, and he's let it all get to him.
But that's what happens when you're in love
yeah,
and on the
exactly.
show.
Exactly. Everyone's saying it as a negative thing. Like,
no.
Oh, no, Blake's being whiny. But, like, I would want that kind of reaction out of a guy.
I agree.
Because if they're watching you with other people, you want a reaction.
And
it's like a classic, like, when you're in a relationship and, like, some other guy's flirting with you,
yeah.
you want your boyfriend to react.
Yeah, it would be
you
weird
wanna
if
get
they
around.
Didn't.
Yeah. So, like, I think it's fine that he's acting
I
that way.
I do, too. And it's not like he's acting out and being rude.
No.
He's just nervous and starting to spiral, which is exactly what you do in that situation if you're in love.
Yeah. And he's never said anything in the group. It's always on the OTFs
yeah.
and everything.
Yeah.
And so, like, I don't know. Like, I just feel like that's fine. Like, that doesn't bother me about him. And I just from his first one-on-one, like,
yeah.
earlier in the season, I've always been like, Becca and Blake.
Yeah.
So freaking.
She said out loud
mm-hmm.
that.
I know what you're thinking.
She feels the strongest
yes.
for him.
Yes. And when she said that, I was like.
And she, I listened for editing tricks and everything. And
mm-hmm.
she said. I feel the strongest for Blake.
Uh-huh.
And I was like,
That's believable to me. Like, it's when I see her chemistry with him is, you know, I think the strongest out of everybody else's.
I can't believe they got to dance to Who Let the Dogs Out
in
the Bahamas.
Oh, my gosh. How jealous are you?
The most jealous.
Like,
that's my song.
Everybody, the producers and everybody had to be talking about you on set that day.
They had to. They would be like, ha-ha, this is Caitlin's dream date. Suck it, Caitlin. Another
Suck
shot
it.
To Caitlin.
Oh, my God. You know this is true.
Like, are the Baja men really making a comeback, or are they just trying to throw another jab at Caitlin Bristow? They go that
it's
far
definitely,
out of their
It's definitely way. About you.
They
definitely.
Go, yeah, they go that far of their
yeah.
way to make it about me. So I'm like, get over yourself, Caitlin.
We could have had Kanye West, but, like, we really want
you
to take
what?
A jab at Caitlin. So.
Let's get her.
That's
funny. Blake, I will say this. His dance moves were too good that it, like, turned,
yeah.
it turned me off.
I agree.
I was like, those hips are not supposed
You're
to
like,
move like that. Mm. No.
I know.
Those hips were too good. They were like, I mean, he was
getting it.
He let the dogs out.
He let them out.
He's
already.
For sure the guy that let the dogs out.
Oh, my gosh.
Bahama Men tweeted me today.
I saw that.
And I was like,
how do you
put
feel?
Me in your next video. I'm a little starstruck.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'll be okay. I'm just going to, like, read
Can
it a few
I be
more
your
times
video
before,
girl? Oh my God.
Before I go to sleep.
I printed it out, posted it on the wall.
But I will say, I like how Becca was a little honest with Blake. Mm. She said she felt the strongest about him, but she didn't tell him that.
I know.
And then she said to him, like, yeah, there are other guys. And I was like, good for you. Because as much as that stings in the moment, that probably will help him in the long run if he ends up with her or doesn't. Because she kind of put that in his head and now he has to, I mean, probably go a little bit more crazy. Mm-hmm. But now he's thinking about that so that he won't be so thrown off.
Right.
Like, I kind of liked that she did that because she was really honest with him. Mm-hmm. And it was one of the most real moments I've seen on that show.
Agreed.
So I was like, hey, I can't believe they showed that. That was really real. Mm-hmm. And she, I don't know. And he, obviously that threw him off. Nobody wants to hear that because you feel like you're the only one in that situation.
Yeah.
But I think that way he won't be so blindsided if she picks him and he's watching it back. Mm-hmm. And if she doesn't pick him, he won't be so blindsided.
Right.
So it's very interesting.
Yeah, it is. Becca, she's such a different bachelorette than we've seen, I feel
like. She is.
I think I'm here for it.
I'm here for it.
I feel like she's as transparent as she can possibly be.
Even her facial expressions. Mm-hmm. Like, she doesn't put on any face that she thinks she... Like, she's just like... She really listens to them all and doesn't have like certain reactions like, oh my God. She's like, okay, really? Okay. Yeah. Like, she's very real.
Yeah, she is. I'll give her that.
I will give her that. It's very interesting to watch. Let's just rewind for a second to Colton's date because the whole...
If I have to hear the word conch one more
time. I was like, oh my gosh, of course they choose a date where they have to go conch diving and it sounds like cock diving and pretend like because he's a virgin.
Yeah.
And I just want to know why The Bachelor always dives into people's sexuality. Like, I get it, sex sells, but do virgins? Mm. Like, why do they have to make them feel so uncomfortable and weird about being a virgin? Like, who cares if they are? Why do they always focus on their sexuality? I think it's so weird.
I mean, like, I think it's because they're a minority. It's, like, easy to call them out, I guess. Here's my question, though, is why does everybody just offer up that information to
I would be like, hey, that's actually a private conversation.
Yeah.
Also,
like, is that a question they ask you beforehand? Like, are you a virgin? Have you had sex? Do they ask that question?
And also, are you that shallow that, like, if he was, I guess it's a conversation to have, but when it's such a main, like, focus of like who he is, like, he's probably so much more than a virgin.
Oh, yeah.
And so for me, I'm like, it's just so weird because would she, if he was like, okay, I'm a virgin, would she be like, I'm going to send you home? No.
Who would do that?
No one.
No one would do that.
And she's got a good heart. She's not a monster.
Yeah. Like, I mean, but like,
I found it weird.
Yeah, I think it's weird.
Every season there's a virgin.
Every I know. It's like they look for it to like cast that character.
And then they're like, ooh, here we go. He's our virgin.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have a virgin.
Mm-hmm.
Got to have a drunk guy.
Yep.
Well, not anymore, but
like, they not after the scandal.
Yeah, exactly. So I just feel like they cast for they knew that was their guy.
Yeah.
And why is that a tough conversation to have? Like, he kept being like, I'm going to have that tough conversation.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be a tough conversation. I guess because of his profession that he grew up doing and who he is and this athlete, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
But I also feel so, I hate that there becomes gay rumors as soon as he says he's a virgin.
I know.
Why is that?
People don't know that's a girl's.
Exactly. If a guy is a virgin... If a guy's a virgin, he's gay. If a guy sleeps around, he's the man. Mm-hmm. If a girl's a virgin, she's a target. If a woman sleeps around, she's a whore.
Yep.
What?
I don't get it.
And we keep saying, like, but it's 2018. But it's like, it's still like a double standard.
I agree.
And I don't understand. I just will never understand. And I just felt kind of bad for him because, you know, they pressured him into that conversation.
I know. Because if I were him and I was a virgin, I would not offer up that information until I was headed into a fantasy suite.
Same way as sitting down with somebody and being like, hey, I've slept with 5 people, just so you know. Is that okay with you?
Like on like a third date, like saying that.
It's too weird.
I think so, too.
I just feel like if a guy had that information, like I obviously would not judge a virgin. I don't judge people who have sex before marriage. As long as you feel like you're at a point in your life where you're like, I always think your first love should be yourself. Mm. And then if you want to be a virgin from there, if that's your personal choice, amazing.
Yeah.
If you want to have sex before marriage and you feel comfortable with that, amazing.
Yep.
Just don't judge people. Goodbye.
Yeah. I'm with you.
I just get so fired up over that conversation because I felt bad for him. I really did.
Yeah.
Because I knew it was like...
Well, not only was this thing on the show, I follow him on Twitter, and like I've seen as much he's reposted, and clearly he's being targeted,
of course,
after the fact,
which is
it's insane.
Well, how Like, it's just so stupid.
I don't know.
How do you get targeted
for
being
all the
who
haters,
you are?
Though, I guarantee you there's so many girls across country that are like love him for that. That are like, oh my God, I've looked for a guy like that.
Of
like,
course.
There's just as many, but it's like the haters are the ones that
The haters are the ones that are like really going after it on Twitter. The
yeah.
people who are normal and actually just like have love for people mm-hmm. usually just like aren't on Twitter trying to reach people they don't know.
Like, preach.
Yeah.
Preach
we
it.
Get it. We get it. Anyways, the conch diamond and how it's an aphrodisiac. Like,
that's not, that can't be true.
I don't know, but I got
Should we Google it.
It was to Google it.
I Google
I'm
going
to tell you while you Google it. It was just so aggressive because Colton kept talking about pulling out that aphrodisiac and he's like, yeah, I just kept pulling out and, it kept coming and coming. I'm like, stop, Colton. Like, how do you not know what you're doing right now?
Oh, precious little Colton.
Would you ever go on the show?
I really don't think so.
They'd I have would to, love to watch you
Everybody
on there.
Says that. Ah. They would have to have some, like
a good budget?
NBA All-Star edition. Like, come on.
That's funny. That's funny. But yeah, I'm like, I hate that I even have to question it because I'm just like.
I know aphrodisiac.
I got it. A-P-H-R-O-D-I-S-I-A-C.
I spelled it right.
Oh, nice. I'm like going through my notes. I'm like, well, I already went off on the topic anyways.
Well, the aphrodisiac history of conch.
Oh.
Conch was important to multiple native cultures throughout the early history of the Americas. Its meat, considered aphrodisiac to most of its early enthusiasts, was enjoyed for its sweet, clean flavor.
Oh.
Learn something new every day.
It didn't look sweet and clean. It looked gross.
This website, eatsomethingsexy.com, calls conch an aphrodisiac of the Americans. Okay. Let me close that.
I don't understand aphrodisiacs. Like oysters really and champagne does nothing to me.
No.
I'm like, yeah, I feel pretty much the same thing, just a little drunk.
Yeah.
And full.
Yeah.
A little bloated from the sodium.
Yeah, which makes me not
which
really
makes me
want
not
to have sex,
yeah.
So.
I'm like, not really feeling it, actually. It does the opposite for me. Okay, Garrett and Becca, yeah. He's been married before, and I think some people might have an opinion on that, but I'm saying it doesn't matter how we feel about him being married before because he's not our guy. He's
right.
Becca's.
Right.
But what do you think your fears would be if a guy had been married when you met him?
So,
have you ever dated a man?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. My last boyfriend. Actually.
Oh, well, there you go.
Fun fact. No. Yeah. My ex-boyfriend, I knew him in high school, actually.
Okay.
And he got married really young.
Mm-hmm.
And then got divorced a little bit after that. Like, probably, he probably stayed married like 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had a kid. Mm-hmm. But I'd just known him so long. And so like he'd been divorced for several years. And then he asked me out and I said, yeah.
Yeah.
And I, at the time, like I just didn't really feel one way or the other about it. And honestly, like it didn't bother me at all. The downside is dealing with the ex-wife.
Yeah.
If the ex-wife sucks.
Yeah. Totally depends on the ex. I would completely agree with that. Because
especially with a kid involved because the ex-wife is around because there's a kid. You know what I mean?
Course.
Like if there's no kid and the ex-wife has no reason to be around, then you're freaking clear.
Or if she's just great.
Or if she's great, which happens a lot.
Yeah.
But it doesn't bother me. Honestly, like I'm 31 and like that doesn't turn me off at all.
I wouldn't be against a guy who had been divorced because I feel like he would have learned a lot.
That's what I think too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so many people like get married so young, especially here in the South where I grew up, that it's like, honestly, like if you're going to not date anyone that's divorced, like it's already slim pickings. Like you're really narrowing it down to like, there's not much out there.
Yeah.
So.
That's true. And it doesn't make the, I think that's the same thing with Garrett. I think he said he was like fresh out of college.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's a bit of a hopeless romantic.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I don't know him.
I don't know him either.
I can't tell.
I'm just making that up.
But he just seems sweet. I think Becca really likes him.
Yeah. Oh, for
sure. So something's going on, even if we're not seeing it.
To me, it's Garrett and Blake
mm-hmm.
and then Jason.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, who's the other?
Colton.
Oh, and Colton.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but we already know.
Yeah, I think Blake and Garrett are her top two.
I think so, too. Becca said they've been through the same thing with being engaged and giving more than they were getting.
Yeah.
Which I thought that was really sweet that they can, like, relate to that. And
I do, too.
Because I think they'd really put each other first because Becca obviously doesn't want to do what Ari did to her. Even though she now has, like, a little bit of empathy for him because she can realize that you can fall for more than one person.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Garrett seems super stable to me and like that he learned from his mistakes and that he's okay with being vulnerable. And I think they would both really put each other first, which is so important.
It also seems like they have a lot in common.
Yeah.
Like a lot. Yeah. Out of everybody there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's something to be said for that.
I do too. I do too. I think they like, I think the Blake thing seems more of, to me from a viewer and from being in that situation, to me, Blake seems more like a fairy tale romantic, like, mm-hmm. oh, he's saying everything
tall,
I want.
Handsome, tall, handsome, sweet,
Prince
sensitive.
Charming. Yeah. And Garrett's more like longevity. Like I could mm-hmm. see that working out for them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Anyhow. But who am I?
Who am I to say?
I don't understand that world.
Okay, guys, this one's for my fellow Canadians. When I'm back in Canada, last thing I want to do is meal plan, grocery shop. So I get Good Food meal kits delivered. Good Food is Canada's number one meal kit delivery service, delivering delicious recipes with pre-portioned ingredients and easy-to-follow recipe cards to your door so that you can cook gourmet meals all from the comfort of your own home. There are three types of plans, classic, family, and easy prep, all consisting of wide variety of chef-inspired recipes, including vegetarian options. I actually really love the easy prep, especially in summer, because all the ingredients come pre-chopped, and it takes under 20 minutes to make. My sister loves that. Duh, she has kids. That means more time outside enjoying the nice weather, which we all know doesn't last all year. I was able to get my listeners a discount code to try Good Food. All you have to do is go to makegoodfood.ca/vine, and you will get 55% off your first box. It's half off. Make sure to use promo code VINE at the checkout. If you sign up this week, you can order some of my favorites like vegetarian pad siu, fig pear and goat cheese flatbread, and spicy roasted cauliflower Thai curry. Go to makegoodfood.ca to check out these recipes and see up to 4 weeks of upcoming menus. Don't forget to use promo code VINE at the checkout or go directly to makegoodfood.ca/vine.
We'll be right back with more Off the Vine, Grape Therapy.
Okay, shout out to Astapro for sponsoring this episode and providing me with free samples. My allergies in Nashville, actually everywhere I've been going, have been throwing my whole week off, and I just don't feel like myself when I have, you know, the old sniffles or when I'm sneezing nonstop. And let me tell you, it makes podcasting very hard. So I've been using Astapro every time my allergies kind of flare up, and I'm always just amazed at how fast I'm back in the game. So I've been continuing to use Astapro to help, and so should you. Astapro is a first of its kind nasal allergy spray, and it's the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter allergy spray. So it starts working in 30 minutes while other allergy sprays take hours. And Astapro is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. Astapro delivers full prescription strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing. Get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with Astapro. Go to astaproallergy.com for a discount so you can Astapro and go today. Astaproallergy.com. Astapro and go. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies.
Guys, if you like my show, you're going to love Don't Be Tardy with Kim Zolciak Bierman. Kim has done it all from motherhood to music to The Real Housewives of Atlanta. Join Kim each week as she talks with husband Croy and her amazing family and friends. Listen to Don't Be Tardy on Podcast One, podcastone.com, and Apple Podcasts. Also remember to rate and review. And while you're at it, rate and review mine too. Cool.
Five stars.
Five stars and amazing job, Caitlin. Cool, bye.
You're listening to Off the Vine, Grape Therapy.
With Blake's date, we kind of already talked about his hips and the Baja Men, but at the nighttime portion, I kind of felt bad for his story. Mm. He was saying, you know, about his parents, mm-hmm. how his mom was cheating with, because I'm like, your family doesn't sign up for that.
I know.
You sign up for it, but your family doesn't. And I think that's like, obviously it says a lot about who Blake is because he's being just honest and open and vulnerable. And that's everything that you have to do to get there with somebody to be
engaged.
Yeah,
where do you draw the line?
You have no other option. And so it's such a hard time for the family because I'm like, I mean, even though that's a really thing, your family doesn't want that out there. And I felt really bad because he's just doing what he needs to do to open up to her.
Yeah.
And to be what she needs him to be.
Mm-hmm. Especially because he is panicking, thinking there's other dudes.
Right.
Like, I got to pull out all the stops. I got to go. You know what I mean?
And I would want to know, you know, because it's all about your childhood really does like shape you.
1,000%.
And so he needs to give her that information. And, mm-hmm. and I, there's so many good things that could come from that because mm-hmm. like he said, he doesn't want to go through that. He doesn't want to put his children through that. But it's like also that's probably going to be a really huge insecurity of his. Yep. And so, and for her, like she had
a great her, yeah, family,
example
yeah.
of love. Mm-hmm. And so it's just, it's so, I felt really bad. I watched it and I'm like,
mm. It was hard to watch.
It is. Cause it's just like, people forget that these are real people.
I know.
And we're just like, I don't know. I just, it got really real for me in that moment. I was mm-hmm. like, wow.
Yeah.
I understand why he did it, but I also feel bad.
Yeah. It was kind of like, kind of reminded me a little bit of the Dean situation.
Yeah, exactly.
With his family.
Because then you're like, okay, so what are they going to do with hometowns? Because you know they always set it up.
I know.
So I don't know.
Yeah.
And that's just always, I always feel bad for the families because like I said, they don't sign up for it. You do. Yeah. And then they're just thrown into
it. Wait, maybe we did, actually, I think we did see a preview of Hometowns.
Did we?
We did. Because now that you say that, every single set of parents, that they show a clip of each one of them and they're all like, I don't like this. Like, I'm not for the, or whatever. Like,
right.
Everyone's very
you're
negative
right.
towards Becca. Do you remember seeing that?
Yes, but I also remember that every single season they make the
they
families
do that.
Seem like
I
they're going to be shitty, and
they, do.
They never are.
Yeah. You're right.
And if Blake's going to be the bachelor, if she
do
does
you think?
Well, if she doesn't pick him, he's not going to go on Paradise.
No.
I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, I think girls.
Do you think she's going to pick Blake?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I want her to pick Blake. That's who I want her to pick. But usually they never pick the one I want them to pick.
There
so
you go.
It's probably, sorry, Blake.
But
I shouldn't like you so much.
But it is confusing because I was really shocked that they showed her say that she cares the most about him.
Yeah, I was too.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But there's just a way, it's like ingrained on my mind in the last rose ceremony I saw
mm-hmm.
where she was like, Garrett. It was just the way she said it that really stood out to me. And I was like, so I don't know.
She does. You can tell she's very, I think he feels very safe to her.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she's very attracted. I think it's all the right things are there. I think it's just more fairy tale with Blake.
I do too.
Yeah. Anyways, then there's a 3-on-1. But it's like, okay, the 3-on-1 is so, wait.
Do they always do a 3-on-1?
Yes.
They do.
Yes, okay. But it always turns into a 2-on-1. The 3-on-1's so weird for me.
Yeah.
First of all, I just need to go back. I had this in my notes that Blake said, falling in love is fun, but staying in love would be more fun. Dead.
He has the best lines.
I died.
I know.
I died inside because I was like that.
You're right. He's going to be the bachelor.
You know how I've talked to you about this before when we were in LA. I was like, the honeymoon phase, when it ends, it's so sad. And you're like, but maybe that's okay.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
I did say that to you.
You did. Like, but I mean, staying in love.
I'm such a realist, though.
You are. You are. But staying in love doesn't mean you're just out of the, like, you can still go out of the honeymoon phase and stay in love.
Totally.
I'm just saying, like,
when
he said that, I was like,
I know. I know.
Just telling
to clarify, my point with that was to say that it's okay if it doesn't feel the same as it did in the honeymoon
because
phase.
Because it's probably a deeper love.
Exactly. Like, it's still love and it can be just as great. It just might not. We're brainwashed to think love
the
looks
movies.
Like the movies. Exactly.
Yeah.
And it might feel that way for a second. So that was my point, Caitlin, just to clarify before everybody jumps on me.
Sorry. I guess in my mind, I knew what you meant and I didn't explain.
Totally.
But yeah.
No, I'm glad you brought it up because I do feel that way.
But I liked that advice, too, because I'm like,
Blakey.
But that's, I'm like, oh man, if Sean said that to me,
I would crumble.
I am such a sucker for romantic
lines. Is words of affirmation your love language?
Of course it is.
Yeah.
If he said something to me like, I just, being in love, or
gosh.
Falling in love with you is fun, but being in love with you is the best. I would die.
Yeah,
I would die.
You would die.
That's all you need to say to me.
I feel like that's like a Ben Higgins line.
Yeah.
Maybe Blake is going to be the bachelor.
He totally is. Now that I'm thinking about it.
You go, Blake. Go, Glenn Coco.
All of a sudden, you're like, maybe I will sign up.
Oh.
What did you just say?
No. If Wills, what?
Hey. Wills will be on Paradise.
They tweeted that he's in Paradise,
But does he find love is the question.
I'm trying to find out.
Yeah, we're going to find out.
We're going to find out.
Because if he hasn't, he will.
Okay. He
did
is
you
so
see
precious.
What I did there?
Oh, I saw it. He will.
Oh, you just didn't laugh at it. Okay, cool.
I laughed inside. No, I was. I wanted to laugh, but I was picturing in my brain
Wills.
Him getting out of the car and crying, and it just
it was really heartbreaking. Because okay, so the 3-on-1s, I'm like, they're always more awkward to me and painful than the actual two-on-ones, because two-on-ones are entertaining. Mm-hmm. There are two people that hate each other that just focus on each other. Three-on-ones is always like three good guys that kind of get along that like all just really like her.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, oh, and then she has to send one home.
Yeah.
And then it becomes a two-on-one.
The Leo goodbye was very awkward.
It was so awkward because
I had to rewind and rewatch it because I missed her telling him that he's leaving. It was like that weird.
Yeah, it was kind of subtle.
It was. It was odd.
It was weird. And he like grabbed her face and he was just this like Amazon man. And I was like, you guys aren't there. I don't know that.
Yeah.
I just want him to be a model for my new scrunchies.
I think he will be up for that.
Yeah.
I think, tell you the truth. I think he's going to be like, yes.
I think he will too. But yeah, he's gone. Does he go to paradise?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He does.
Mm-hmm.
We'll find out how that goes.
Yep. I feel like he's... it sounds like he's like made for paradise, actually.
Oh, really?
He looks like he's made for paradise.
He does. He looks like, I think I've said this before, but maybe I was drunk. He looks like Maui from Moana.
Moana. Mm-hmm.
Did I say that before?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
And somebody else the other day was saying he looks like the dude from Game of Thrones a little bit.
I don't watch Game of Thrones.
What?
I know. Now I'm just opening up the doors for everybody to go.
What? Literally last night. I had a tough day yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh. I did, but I was in bed eating queso. No.
Oh,
but I was like, because I'm over it.
Yeah.
But I was in bed eating queso.
Yeah.
And I was just looking for something to watch. And I was like, you know what? I've been a little down lately. And I really think it's because I miss Game of Thrones.
Oh.
Truly.
Yeah. You miss the characters. You're invested.
I freaking miss it. And it's not coming back till next year.
Oh.
I blame Game of Thrones for my slight depression.
That is me. I hear you. That is me with Big Little Lies.
Mm-hmm.
I can't handle.
Great show.
The best, and I can't handle that it's just like we have to wait till...
I know.
I don't know when, but a long time.
Anyway.
But what are your... Okay, wait. Oh, we already talked about your down day. I had a down day, too.
Ugh,
I've been having a few of those.
Down days are the worst.
Is there something in the air?
I do think something's in the air.
Yeah, I met
a friend today for a minute, and she was having a down month, and I was like, man, something's
I'm having
on.
A down few weeks.
Yeah, me too. I've been up and down.
I can pull it together.
Yeah.
And I can still, like, get through my days and, like, have a good time.
Yeah. Like, but nobody panic and, like, send somebody after Caitlin and I. Like,
yeah, I'm okay.
We're good. But.
But I will go home and cry myself to sleep with queso.
With queso in bed for the second night.
You can't cry in bed with queso.
No, I wasn't crying. I was happy about the queso. I was like, cheat day.
Yeah. That's exactly it. I've ate Mexican twice now today.
Yeah.
Anyways, what are your thoughts on Wills and Jason? We know your thoughts on Wills.
You know I love Wills.
Yeah. Jason, though.
I feel like my love for Wills clouds my judgment a little bit of him and Becca. Just and I mean that to say, like, I love Wills and I'm always like rooting for him because I like him.
Yeah.
But I, to be honest, like don't see much between him and Becca.
No.
I think she enjoys talking to him. I think she likes hanging out with him. He seems fun. They have things in common. She always says like they're nerdy and have that in common or whatever.
I compare him to Jared for me
because
Jared was my fourth.
Yeah.
And he was just someone that I felt friends with.
Mm-hmm.
He always hates when I said that
because
friend zone.
I'm sure.
But he was someone that I just related to. I felt comfortable around him. He kind of was like my little like fallback on. Like I could always know I'd have a good time
with
him.
Makes you feel good.
He makes you feel good. Mm-hmm. He's cute. Like whatever.
Totally.
I think that's what
I think too. So I was a little shocked to see Wills be so emotional about going home.
Mm-hmm.
Just because like I just didn't realize they were there. I didn't realize
you know what
he was
it is
there.
Though.
What is
it? It's the producers cutting to the core of you on that drive home. Like,
oh, yeah.
Really making you question why someone would send you home and, like,
so
what's wrong with
sad.
You. Like, they're probably like, what? You know, like, did she not want to meet your family?
Well,
like,
No,
I shouldn't say that's okay.
Oh, my God. It kills me. Because I just know because I've been on the other side of it, not on the show, but on other shows where when you're in an interview situation, they ask you to repeat the question back to you.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever I hear somebody say, I think I do deserve to find love.
Yeah.
I know that they have sat there and asked that person, do you think that you deserve to
of
find
course.
Love? What a messed up question to ask someone.
Well, and who's going to say no?
No, I don't deserve love.
I'm on The Bachelorette. No, I don't deserve to find love. But will you put me as the next Bachelor? Cool.
Oh, my gosh. No one's going to say it. But, like, what a messed up question to ask somebody.
That is a messed up question.
Everyone deserves love.
There's a lot of messed up questions they ask. But I wonder what, did they even show? I just about called him Fabio.
Oh, gosh.
Leo.
Leo.
Fablio.
Fabio, bruh.
Fablio, bruh. Did they even have an exit for him, or did he just like kick sand while they like went off on a boat?
I think that's what happened.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry, Leo.
Sorry, buddy. Actually, he probably like is better off.
Yeah. I'm curious to see what he's going to be like.
The exit interview sounds brutal.
The what?
Exit interview.
Oh, exit interview. Oh, yeah.
The sex interview.
He probably still got one. They probably just edited
it out. Didn't air it. Yeah.
Like, we don't have time.
Will's was just.
It was heart wrenching.
So precious.
You just want to hug him.
Yeah.
And then be like, give me your rompers.
Give me your rompims.
Give me your rompims. And it freaking turns into a 2-on-1 with Jason and Will's. Like, I just.
Yeah.
It was just. Anyways, I was surprised Will's went home.
I was too.
I really was. Like, I feel like they were both at the same place with Becca, but I thought Becca was more into Will's than she was Jason.
I'm going to make a bold statement.
Here we go.
I think she was more into Will's than Jason.
Yeah.
But I think the idea of Jason is more appealing. And that can sound really bad, but I just, it doesn't mean it's not right.
Right. I see what you're saying.
I don't know.
Jason.
He has a really great job and
yeah.
He seems like just very like together.
But he lives in Buffalo.
Ooh, I wouldn't want to live in Buffalo.
All the people listening in Buffalo right
but,
now. Like,
but I also say that because let's look at who Becca has left.
Yeah.
Colton.
Yeah.
Garrett.
Yeah.
Who else?
Blake.
Okay. Not these guys are great.
Yeah.
Super hot. Great dudes. Love them all. But they're very vanilla guys. They all are like pretty like safe.
That's
on paper.
I don't feel that way about Garrett. I don't feel like he's vanilla.
Really? I think he's the most vanilla.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I'm really hanging on to his opening package from the beginning of the season when he impersonated Chris Farley.
Oh, I forgot about that.
I think that's what I hang on to because I'm like, man, that guy
There's
is
There's a goofy
funny.
Side of him, but we don't get to see very much of it.
But I think she probably did more.
Yeah.
They're just, you know, they're
You're
just
right.
showing the more
Maybe
serious
he's not
parts.
As vanilla as I think.
I think he's
But
good.
That's why I say I think the idea of Jason is more appealing is because Will's is not vanilla at all.
No.
He's very creative. He's goofy, you know, like, I don't know. Like, and I like, those are qualities I like
Brandy,
in somebody.
Do you like Will's?
But I think Becca likes the safe choice. I think she
yeah.
she's like from the Midwest. It's like makes complete sense. And
yeah.
so, I don't know. That's kind of why I thought
well,
she
Well, she's
Jason.
Actually said out loud a few times that people make her feel safe. And that's clearly something that she's attracted mm-hmm. to is feeling safe.
Mm-hmm.
Which I guess you want in a relationship. But I mean, you know what I mean? Like she likes safe.
Right.
She's made that obvious. So, mm-hmm. And you know what? Whatever floats.
I think I wish I liked boat. Safe. Maybe.
I like safe, but I like what? Edgy.
You don't like safe.
I don't like. I do.
No.
What do you mean?
Sean B is not safe.
Are you serious?
No.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
What do you mean? Explain to me what
like,
you mean.
Like, Sean's not like a, like, 9-to-5, I'm going to do the same thing every day and
Yeah,
be,
I guess
I don't know.
So.
He's more, a little more, like, carefree than that.
Yeah.
And did you, like, date a hockey player or two?
Yeah.
You do not like safe.
But that's what I learned is that I didn't like that.
So you thought Sean was safe? Ooh.
I don't think I think he's safe in a way where I guess I'm thinking of safety as loyalty.
Yeah.
That's
but,
what I'm
but,
thinking.
But see, I don't because I think if anyone was loyal, it's Will's.
Yeah, that's true.
The way he talks to Becca
okay,
like,
you're
seems
right.
super loyal.
Maybe we just have different
safe,
opinions on safety.
Yeah. My definition of safe with Becca is like on paper meets what she thinks she wants in a guy. Like
okay,
should have in
okay.
a guy.
Then no, like, I don't like what's safe.
Yeah. I don't think you do.
But
I think a lot of girls do.
I just like loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
I like romance.
Loyalty.
That's a great song. I like committed, loyal, romantic.
Mm-hmm. Don't we all, though?
Yeah.
Isn't that what we all want?
I guess that doesn't mean safe, but I just want to feel safe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like
yeah,
safe. I like
safe.
To feel safe.
Exactly. It's
okay.
a difference.
You know what? This is a great
it
therapy.
It is great therapy. I'm even like therapizing?
Therapusing?
Pusing myself while talking.
You're therapeutic.
Therapeuticing.
You're
What's the verb?
Google it, Miss Google.
Google it.
I don't know. Google it.
I'm going to Google it.
Anyways, next week's hometown's crazy.
Insane.
I'm going to do a E takeover.
Ooh.
On their Instagram. I'm not sure when. I think on the 30th, maybe.
Therapize is a verb.
Oh, therapize.
Therapize.
Oh, good for you. I would have been like, stop making up words.
Well, if you want to hear somebody correct me about all my wrongs, Wells just did that for the past hour.
Oh, okay. So your guys' podcast was on. Why did you guys take a month break? Because he was filming?
He was in Paradise.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
And yep. So now you're back.
We back. And apparently I said a lot of things incorrect on episode one.
Oh.
We just recorded episode two of season two. Oh. And he was like, let me just start by saying you were wrong about like five things last week. And I'm going to correct you right now. And he was right about every single one of them.
Oh, so dang.
I stand corrected.
I hate when he's right.
But I am right about therapies.
Therapies. Yeah, I honestly would have thought you made that up.
Yeah.
So what do you guys talk about on your, well, I know it's called What's Your Favorite?
Your favorite thing. We just shoot the really.
Yeah.
Talk about some favorite things.
Yeah.
Sometimes talk about some not so favorite things.
There you go.
Oh, one thing we talked about.
What?
And it was my favorite thing, ding ding, that Wells has ever said on any podcast we've ever had because I could not agree more.
What was it?
Biggest pet peeve ever.
Okay.
When someone says, I could care less. Because that's not correct. It's I couldn't care less. Because if you say I could care less, then you could care less than you care, which means you care.
Oh, wow.
And the point you're trying to make is that you could not care less.
I'm going to take that home with me.
Dude.
I couldn't care less.
I couldn't care less. I could not care any less than the least I feel right now. But if you could care less, then you could feel.
Wow.
Then you could.
I'm like really hoping that in my life I've never said that. In general, but also now, in front of you.
Now that we've said it, you're going to notice when people say I could care less and you're going to be like,
I think there's smoke coming out of your ears. I'm worried about you.
Wells and I go on and on about it for probably 2 minutes solid.
You guys would have good banter. He's good at bantering.
Yeah, he's good. Oh, he's talked for a living for
that's his thing.
15 years.
It's his thing. You know how your podcast is called Your Favorite Thing?
Yeah.
You know what's one of my favorite things?
What's that?
Amazon.
Who doesn't love Amazon?
I do. Do you know what else I love?
What?
Have you heard of Audible?
Never have. Now.
You're about to now. And Amazon Prime members can get Audible for $4.95 a month for the first 3 months. That's like getting 3 months for the price of one. After that, it's only $14.95 a month. And this offer ends July 31st, 2018. Audible members get a credit every month, good for any audiobook in our store, regardless of price, and unused credits roll over to the next month. If you don't like an audiobook, you can exchange it with no hassle. Plus, your audiobooks are yours to keep forever, even if you cancel. Audiobooks are a great sidekick for summer activities like hiking, sunbathing on the beach, running, road tripping, enjoying downtime, outdoors, and more. I always listen to audiobooks when I'm on a road trip.
It's a great choice.
It is. Audible has the largest selection of audiobooks on the planet, which lets you fill your summer with more stories like Water for Elephants.
Oh, great book.
That is a great book. Gone Girl, also great.
Also great.
Or Me Before You.
Also great.
Go to audible.com/vine or text Vine to 500-500 to get started. Amazon Prime members can get Audible for $4.95 per month with the first 3 months. That's like 3 months for the price of one. After that, it's only $14.95 a month. This offer ends July 31st. So text Vine to 500-500 and get started today. Yeah. I love it at the 4th of July party. I'm like, you didn't come to the group workout at Sean's new gym. And he just points at his body in his like swim trunks and he goes, does this look like a body that works out?
Did you notice how short his swim trunks are?
No.
Oh my gosh. Every time. And like they're so low that like you can kind of see pubic hair, and I'm like, no.
Dangerous. I think I'm just so used to Sean B in his short shorts that I'm like,
yeah,
that they probably seem long and baggy to me.
We were LOLing about Sean's outfit on the 4th.
The USA shirt?
Because the theme of the party was like hillbilly, mm-hmm. right? Like white trash, 4th of July.
Yeah.
And Sean shows up looking like an Olympic athlete. Like
that's because I didn't tell him the memo. I just said, be patriotic. He goes, oh, this USA soccer shirt? And I was like, perfect. And literally, then I had like my fanny pack.
Yeah,
and
you
like,
did it right. You did it right.
I like had like the two balloons.
Oh, yeah. He posted that video. It cracked me up.
Honk, honk.
Honk, honk.
Everybody's just freaking harping on me for being drunk. I'm like, it was the 4th of July.
Well, my friend Allie came way too late. She came as it was getting dark. And she was like, nobody was drinking when we got there. And I was like, that's because we were all blackout by 5 p.m. We had to slow down by the time you got there.
If we were drinking, you would have had to call 911.
Literally.
Yeah.
It was just like we all went really
see,
hard,
everybody,
really fast.
I wasn't the only one.
Oh, no.
Do you see that video of me doing my overdive on the diving board?
No. Where's that?
I think this is what the kids call full send. I think that's what this is called. Look at.
I think that's what the kids call.
I think this is what you call a full send.
I gotta see. Oh, God. Who posted this?
Oh, me.
You did?
On my Off the Vine page.
Oh.
Oh, wow. Like, the Wi-Fi in here is tough.
It's tough.
Let me refresh this and see what happens.
The diving board. I vaguely remember my friend Jackie throwing me over his shoulder and jumping off the diving board with me over his shoulder. And I remember thinking in that moment, like, this is where I die.
This is how we go.
This is the end of my life.
This is how you go.
But here I am to tell about it, so.
But here we are. Okay, yeah, this isn't. Maybe I'll just turn off the Wi-Fi and see what happens. Oh.
Oh, my God.
I just, like, am in a bikini, like, dancing. And then I just think about something for a second. And I'm like, I'm just going to dive in. And I just chuck my hat. I don't even know whose hat that was. I just chuck it and I overdive.
It was insane. Full send.
Full send, apparently. If that's the same.
Is that how you say it?
FS. Full send. Anyways.
Insane.
That's our Bachelorette recap.
Ugh.
With a little extra for you.
Yeah.
Man, people probably really appreciate when you're here because sometimes I try to do these alone and it doesn't landy. I mean, it is what it is.
Well,
I'm trying.
I'm happy to talk about it.
Yeah, I'm probably going to drag you into this for most grape therapies now.
That's fine.
Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for bringing me guac.
Thanks for therapizing with me.
Yes. I will use that word again. Mm-hmm. Side note, saw my therapist today. God love her.
God love her. I got to go see her.
Oh, she is
the Enneagram queen.
Her name's Angela. Can I say that?
Yeah.
Her name's Angela. And she, Caitlin now.
She has a nice accent. Oh, you love a Southern accent.
I live for a Southern accent. And when she speaks to me, I'm just like,
you just
feel so happy.
Just tears.
I do.
Stream.
She's like, well now, Caitlin.
Well now.
Bless your heart. Oh, it's so sweet. Okay, let's wrap this up. I keep rambling.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. Your session is now ending.
For listening to Off the Vine, Grape Therapy. Tune in to hear new minisodes every Thursday and check out new full-length episodes every Tuesday exclusively on podcastone.com, the Podcast One app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Who's not with OTV?
Grape Therapy sponsor review for this Thursday. Go to makegoodfood.ca and use code VINE at checkout for 50% off your first box. That's crazy. That's half off. Audible, go to audible.com/VINE or text VINE to 500-500. And TrueCar. Visit TrueCar for a more confident car buying experience.